I called the police on her, and I was the one who was arrested.
The baby was with his father?
Yes.
Disturbing video of a mother's tirade.
Please leave me alone. Get away from me.
But it was Dad who paid the price.
I want to know what you told the police to get him arrested. He didn't put his hands on you.
Yes, he did, actually.
I didn't see that.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. 24-year-old Justin Heisch is suing the mother of his child, 27-year-old Alicia Westfall, for destroying his clothes and assault. Alicia's countersuing for a smashed phone and a false restraining order.
Order. All rise. Case number 151 on the calendar, the matter of Heisch versus Westfall.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Heisch, the defendant is your former girlfriend and you have a child together. While you're no longer in a relationship, you moved from California to New York.
Yes.
You moved from California to New York together after your child was born, but didn't live together once you got to New York, trying to co-parent. And it is your claim that Miss Westfall assaulted you and was in your apartment?
Yes.
Subsequent to that, she let herself into your apartment with a key that had been placed in a place where she knew it was to get it so she could wait for you during child exchange, and she destroyed some property. So I'd like you to tell me first, how old is your baby? And it's a boy?
Yes, it's a boy. He's 21 months.
When did you move to New York?
February 2018.
And you have work there?
Yes.
And do you have work there?
Yes.
Each have your own apartment?
Yes.
On what date did this assault take place?
In June sometime. June.
In June of 2018.
Well,
I'd like you to tell me the exact. People who were assaulted usually know what date it is. Did you file a police report?
Yes. It was like June 18th.
Did you file a police report?
Yeah, I filed a police report, but I don't have that with me.
Why?
Because I called the police on her, and I was the one who was arrested.
Do you have the police report?
No, Your Honor. I don't have no police report.
You were arrested for what?
I guess for being attacked, but
no, you weren't arrested for being attacked.
Your Honor,
did you spend any time in jail?
A couple of days, and I guess they
Well, a couple of days is time. Did you have any medical treatment?
No.
Where were you injured?
In my head.
Tell me about the injury in your head.
She hit me in the head like two or three times with an alcohol bottle.
And you have a photograph of that.
They completely went on her side. They assumed that I assaulted her, and they didn't believe anything I said. But I have video footage of what actually occurred.
Of her hitting you?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
Okay.
Were those charges subsequently dismissed?
Yes.
Did you show your lawyer this video?
Yes.
You got to put my son in a call for no reason.
Please leave me alone. Get away from me.
You just broke my phone. I got a restraining order against you.
I have a restraining order against you. I have a restraining
order. Oh, okay. Sir, excuse me. Yes. Can you please call the police for me? Because I had to take my son outside and he's drunk. He's drunk. He's about to take my son. You crazy. I told you not to.
All right, here. Let me. She's not going to call.
No, you crazy. Put my son upstairs.
Get away from me.
Put my son upstairs.
Get away from me.
Okay, now I'm going to get the police down.
Get away from me.
I told him.
You really going to do what you were. You really just screwed up your life. You really just screwed up your life.
You shouldn't do it.
You really screwed up. Get away from me. Get away from me. Get away from me.
Oh my God, excuse me.
Get away from me.
Put my son back.
Right.
Put my son back.
Get away from me.
Put my son back, you idiot.
Get away from me. Get away from me. Now, you'll see. You'll see. You'll see. I ain't never coming back against you again. You going to jail, bruh. You going to jail. I'm calling 911 right now. You just threw that bottle at me.
Okay. Now I'm going to start with you.
Okay. I got my story.
No, I'm going to ask you specific questions.
Okay.
The baby was with his father.
He was with both of us.
That's a yes or a no. The baby was with his father.
Yes.
And he was at his father's house.
Yes. At the hotel.
And this video took place in the hallway of his father's house.
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Where had you been that day?
I came to pick up my son.
What time?
11 p.m.
Did he let you in?
No, I just, somebody let me in. He didn't let me in. Somebody else let me in.
What does that mean, somebody else let you
because
in?
Because it's a house, people coming in and out, and people just can't go in, and then while they go in.
Did you buzz him and let him know you were coming?
I believe so. I texted him.
I believe so. Did you let him know you were coming?
I texted him a message. That's all I know.
Fine.
I remember.
Were you supposed to pick up your son that evening?
Yes, yes, I was.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, when you got upstairs,
yep.
I want you to tell me whether you went into the apartment.
I went upstairs, then I grabbed my son's clothes, and I was trying to get my son to live with me. He won't let me bring my son with me. So that's how the thing started.
I asked you whether you went into the apartment. That's an either yes or a no.
Yes, I did, yes.
And when you went into the apartment, you picked up your son's things.
Yes.
Now, if you were supposed to pick up your son, what was the problem? You both said you were supposed to pick him up that evening.
Yes.
Were you supposed to pick him up earlier that evening? Before 11 at night?
Yeah, before 11 at night, but I was a little bit too late because I went to get my nails done.
That's a problem. What time were you supposed to pick him up?
Look
at me, a 21-month-old baby. What time were you supposed to pick him up?
6 p.m.
And you got there at 11?
Yes.
And you didn't buzz him. You texted him, I'm coming now because I had my nails done.
Yes.
Did he say don't come?
He didn't say anything. He didn't respond back.
He didn't respond to you?
No.
So now you knock at the door. It's 11 o'clock at night. You're 5 hours late.
Yes.
And what did you say to him, and what did he say to you?
Well, when I get there...
Not a well.
I went in there and I...
How did you get in?
I just walked in.
What do you mean you just walked in? You mean you walked into the apartment?
Yes,
did. Did you have a key?
No.
Was the door unlocked?
Well, the door downstairs was a lock, yes.
That's not what I'm talking about. The door to his apartment, was it locked or unlocked?
No, I just knocked in and he opened the door.
That's
he
what
was
I
surprised.
That's what I asked you.
Okay.
Did you knock at the door?
Yes,
I did.
You
said, you'll never know where I'm going.
Okay, yes, I did.
You'll never know where I'm going. Been doing this for more years than you're alive.
Okay.
I know exactly what happened that night. So you knocked at the door and he opened the door?
Yes.
And you said to him?
That I'm here to pick up my son.
And he said to you?
No.
Because you were 5 hours late and everybody was sleeping.
I usually do that before. He never get mad until I went to to do my nails. He assumed that I was outside doing something
somebody else. Who cares? You're 5 hours late. Now, where did you get the bottle from?
That was his bottle.
Where did you... Listen, I saw what you were holding behind you.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, I saw, yeah.
Where did you get the bottle from?
From his place.
From his apartment?
Yes.
Now, I thought you just went there to get the baby. You said to me, I gathered up my son's things. When you gathered up your son's things, at what point did you pick up a bottle?
Well, that was the bottle. He was drinking something, so I knew that bottle. He loved that bottle.
I don't care what you knew. I don't care what you're going to ascribe to him that he was drinking.
I took that bottle.
All I know is you're 5 hours late.
Yes.
Everybody's sleeping. You think it's okay to come and pick up a baby 11 o'clock when you're supposed to be there at 6. And you picked up a liquor bottle and you threw it at him.
No, I did not throw it at
Really?
No, I didn't. I threw the bottle away. He was way far away over there. And I threw the bottle away over there because I know he loved that bottle. That bottle is his favorite. That's why I threw it away this way. He was way over there when I threw the bottle.
Oh.
I will never throw the bottle on my son.
Then you destroyed his property, because that's another thing he's suing for. He's suing for a different time that you destroyed his property.
He does the same thing to me.
I saw you destroy his property. That's his favorite liquor bottle. You picked it up and you threw it. That's destroying his property. So far, that's what I saw. I want to know what you told the police to get him arrested.
That's good, Christian.
Hey! I want to know what you told the police to get him arrested. Did you tell him you were 5 hours late picking up your son?
No. I didn't have to tell him.
No, did you tell them that you picked up his property and destroyed it?
No.
No. Did you go to the hospital that night?
Yes, I called the ambulance for myself. Yes.
You called an ambulance for yourself?
Yes,
Your
Honor.
Before or after the police left?
Yeah, because I was 2 months pregnant, yes. when that happened.
I don't care if you were 2 months pregnant. He didn't put his hands on you.
Yes, he did, actually.
I didn't see that.
That video doesn't show.
Show me the photographs of where he put his hands on you.
Well, you know what? I don't have the video.
You know what? I don't believe you.
No, actually, Your Honor.
Just a second. You know what? I don't believe you.
Well, I have the proof. It was one of this phone.
Good, great.
I had the proof.
I want to see the proof of where he put his hands on you. Show me the proof in the phone.
Well, it's not on the phone. He broke the phone, so I can't even do it. I can't even show
it. So what'd you bring it for?
I bring it because he broke my phone, too. That's why
I bring it. Show me a medical report indicating your injuries that night. If you called an ambulance and went to the hospital.
Well, when the ambulance came.
Well, show me a medical report of your injuries. You're a smart cookie.
Yes.
I know exactly what you did.
Yes, but when I called the ambulance and I want them to check my blood pressure.
Oh, who cares?
So they checked my blood pressure and they saw that my blood pressure was okay.
Who cares about your blood pressure?
So then they let me go, Daddy.
Listen to me. I don't care about your blood pressure. You had no reason to come late, and if you went and had your nails done, let him dry overnight and pick up the baby in the morning.
He had no reason to go crazy on me for no reason.
He said no for a reason. You've been exchanging this baby and having reasonable periods back and forth for a long time until you pushed it. And I know you got the baby back that night because you made up some sort of a baloney story. Yeah, you made up a baloney story, so you got the baby back because everybody knows the drill.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
29th, she called me and said that my printer, my computer, and all my suits, everything was just ransacked. It was all destroyed.
I told you I came in to pick up my son. That's what I did. I did not book none of your stuff. You make it up.
Now you came home. Don't speak to him.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Justin Heisch is suing his ex-girlfriend, Alicia Westfall, to throwing a glass bottle at him while their baby was in his arms.
Now, since June, have you been having your regular periods of time with your son?
Yes.
So you made up with her?
Sort of.
Pleased to hear about that. When you say sort of, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, sir, and then I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do with this case. Now I know exactly who she is. I want to know who you are. Is she pregnant with your child or someone else's?
That's unknown. I don't know.
Has she told you it's yours?
Yes.
Could there be a possibility that it's yours?
There could be a possibility.
Yes. Okay, so that
we'll
was
see.
April, May, this happened June 18th, right? And she's still pregnant, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, is
yes.
not an answer.
Yes.
Yes. And this happened in June?
Yes.
That's what you told me, June
yes.
18th.
Yes.
Now, since June 18th, you were in jail for a couple of days. Charges were dismissed, as they should have been. Have you seen the defendant? Is not an answer.
Yes, I've seen her.
Have you seen her for more than just exchanging time
no.
with your son?
No.
So you haven't spent any time together?
No.
Is that correct?
Yes.
How much time do you spend with your son?
As much as I can.
No, not as much as I can. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday to Sunday.
Well, every day usually. She brings him. We both spend time like 4 or 5 hours every day.
Where does he sleep?
He sleeps at both our houses.
Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
So there was no reason that he couldn't have slept at his father's house on the 18th of June.
Well, he was begging me to come get the baby that night. I didn't want to come get the baby. I told him I was going to go somewhere to get my nails done, my hair done. But when I got there late...
Just a second.
So...
Oh, well, he was begging you to come earlier to pick him up.
Yes, that's
true.
Yes,
Listen, I know you're a
cookie. But he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to go crazy.
Nobody has to go through anything. He was asking you to come early when you were supposed to come, and you said, no, I'm going to go get my nails done.
Yeah.
I got who you are. Now, other than destroying your favorite liquor bottle, it is also your claim that she came into your house.
Yeah, she came to my house and destroyed my property in New York.
On what date?
It was like June 29th.
So after this incident?
Yes.
Between the time that you got out of jail and June 29th, had you seen your son?
Yes, I seen him, yes.
When?
Like the 24th or something? Yeah, the 24th.
Did you have an argument with her? It's not an answer.
No, I didn't have an argument.
Did you have an argument during a visit before the 29th?
Yes, he did. Because he bring my son to me, and I noticed that one of my stuff was broke. My phone was broken. And I put my phone on the couch, and it was broke. And I didn't break my phone. I know my son didn't break my phone. It was him who broke my phone. He went to my phone, and I believe he saw me texting somebody on my phone he didn't want me to talk to. So then he broke the phone. So I won't talk
okay,
to that person.
Okay, well, you didn't see that. Is that right?
Well, I didn't see him, but I know he did it.
Question is, you didn't see him break your phone.
I know he did it.
Good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You knew you weren't getting along, and you moved into two different residences. And that was in what month?
That was in
February.
February. So I want to know, if that was in February, how come you find yourself pregnant for 2 months in June?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Justin Heisch claims the mother of his child, Alicia Westfall, ruined his clothes and assaulted him.
On June 29th,
yes.
You went to his apartment.
Yes, yes, I went to his apartment.
What for?
To pick up my son, I believe.
No, your son wasn't there.
June 29th. Yes, I went to pick up my son, yes, I believe.
So he wasn't there?
Yes,
and
he told me
was
I
your
can,
son?
Yes, he told me I can go in, and then I went.
Okay, so he told you to go in. Had you gone into his apartment alone before? Is not an answer. Before June 29th, had you gone into his apartment before?
Yes, yes, yes.
When?
Way before all this before I went on June 29th. Yes, I went to his apartment.
Okay, so
a few
way
times.
Before all this bad stuff happened. So you knew where the key was?
Yes, yes. He put the key so that if somebody come in, he can tell them go in. So I knew. So, and I did it. I went in there.
What happened on the 29th?
29th, she called me and said that all of my printer, my computer, and all my suits, everything was just ransacked. It was all destroyed.
Did she tell you how that happened?
She just said she came in and it was like that.
I told you I came in to pick up my son. That's what I said. That's what I did. I did not book none of your stuff. You make it up. You make
now
it all
you
lies.
Came home. Don't speak to him. Now you came home, and what did you find when you came home?
Exactly what she said. Broken stuff.
What broken stuff?
My suits were bleached and water damage on some of them, and my computer.
How many? Well, this is a court, sir. I'm not going to guess.
Five suits.
You have photographs of them?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at them. Is this what your place looked like?
Yes.
Did you notify the police?
I'm not. Yeah, I didn't want to put her in jail.
Mr. Heisch and Miss Westfall, what I'm going to tell you is something is simple to me. Evidently, it wasn't as simple to you. When you moved from California to New York, you moved to co-parent one child, and you knew you weren't getting along, and you moved into two different residences, right?
Yes.
And that was in what month?
That was in
February.
February.
Yes.
So I want to know, if that was in February, how come you find yourself pregnant for 2 months in June?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I want to know, if that was in February, how come you find yourself pregnant for 2 months in June?
No. June, I was more than 2 months pregnant.
You just told me you were 2 months pregnant, so you wanted to check your blood pressure in June.
No,
that's
was,
why you
I
called
more,
an ambulance.
My bad. I was more. In June, I believe I was like 6 months, I think. Yeah, 6 months or something. But no, I wasn't 2 months pregnant. That was misunderstanding.
You filed a protective order against her?
Yes.
And she caused an incident with you in July? Is that the date of the incident when you filed for this protective order?
Yeah, yes.
You have any bills for any of the other things that were destroyed?
Bills, yes. I have proof of how much the things cost and receipt for her purchase of it.
I'd like to see that. You're not suing for being arrested. That's unfortunate. Although you're suing for the court maximum, I would have awarded you money for false arrest because I don't think there was any basis for you to be arrested other than the police in New York sometimes are scared not to make an arrest if there's a call for domestic violence.
Oh.
Your counterclaim is dismissed. You destroyed his suits and his computer.
Well,
judgment
Your Honor,
for the plaintiff in the
a...
amount of $2,500. We're finished.
What is the excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I think she needs anger management. She can't control her behavior.
That's all things you just mixed up. These are, I don't know.
I was shocked that she would do something so crazy.
No, my son was way far away.
I mean, I don't know if she's a should be in his life. I don't know.
I didn't scare my son. This is all lies.
I know that I need to leave her.
The video is all made up also.
Just mother and father.
Just not fight around the child so that our son don't get took away from nobody, so.
There's nothing else there.
Yes, my son, I was first, yes.
I've been through hell with her, man. Just trying to find heaven.